Another balloon shot down. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. For a senior citizen, Joe Biden can be pretty sneaky. I'm talking about the moment in the speech last night where he said that some Republicans were talking about cutting Social Security.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal.
Well, I remember that proposal. It was from Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida, and it was one of those trial balloons that members of Congress sometimes release over American territory. A proposal to sunset all federal programs after 5 years, including Social Security and Medicare, so they could be reevaluated. But he withdrew that quite a while ago. When he was asked about it on CNN last October, here's how the conversation went.
Just a simple yes or no. Do Republicans want to cut Medicare and or Social Security?
Absolutely not. What I want to do is make sure we live within our means and make sure we preserve those programs. People have paid into them. They believe in them. I believe in them. I'm going to fight like hell to make sure we preserve Medicare and Social Security.
Do you support raising the eligibility age for Medicare and Social Security?
No.
Okay. Do you support cutting back on Medicare benefits or reducing Social Security payments in order to keep the program solvent?
No, and I don't know one Republican that does.
So he backed away from this sunset idea about 4 months ago, which is why the Republicans protested last night when Biden brought it up. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia even yelled out, liar. But Biden ran with it anyway, and I think he may have done the Republicans a favor, because how many Americans do you think heard Senator Scott shoot down his own trial balloon on CNN last October? Very few. But last night, America saw every Republican shouting down the notion that they would even think of withholding one penny of anybody's Social Security.
I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant.
He backpedals a little bit, but Republicans wanted to make it clear. There is no one in the Republican Party, not one, who even in their wildest fantasy would even hint at entertaining even a fleeting thought of touching Social Security.
So, folks, as we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be fought. We got unanimity.
Both parties then rose in a standing ovation. And that, my fellow Americans, is how Joe Biden sent yet another balloon plummeting into the ocean. And wherever that trial balloon came from, we can now be sure it did not come from Republican territory.